T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And oh, by the way, the ace of the New York Yankees gave up 100 runs to the Baltimore Orioles and couldn't stop a 2-game losing streak. Great job, Garrett Cole. Hi, Evan. How are you today, kid? You're in a good mood because the Mets won big. Yeah.
Is someone worried?
I'm not worried about nothing. Right, I always told you the guy wasn't an ace.
That's not on Gary Cole entirely.
He gave up 5 runs. How's that like against the Baltimore Orioles?
How about the fact that five through nine in this lineup, basically everyone outside of Aaron Judge went 1-for-17.
Yeah, I agree, dude.
Like, let's acknowledge that, too. You're right. Gary Cole had a weird performance last night.
He had a bad performance. Call it the way it is. Stop sugarcoating.
No, I'm going to call
the Garrett Cole the season.
Well, I haven't said anything yet. He was mostly dominant, yet for some reason had this horror show of a third inning and made one bad pitch in a sixth inning. It was a very weird performance. Because I agree, look, you give up 5 runs in 8 innings, you know, it's a lot of runs. I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But it was odd because for half of this game, or more so 70% of this game, he was very, very dominant. But he gave up 5 runs, which is unacceptable. And after the Yankees rally and tie it, you want a shutdown inning. And instead, Ramon Urias hits a home run.
Bang!
And that's the difference in the game.
Well, stop right there.
Yeah.
Now, last year's Yankees was like last night in this regard. When Urias hits the home run, the solo shot, to retake the lead 5-4. Game over.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. That's why it comes down to this offense. You've got 12 outs to work with against the Baltimore Orioles. You just rallied, led by Aaron Judge's game-tying home run. Do something.
Yep.
Outside of like a mini rally in the seventh, they did nothing offensively.
And I don't remember the guy's name, but I know that his ERA against the Yankees was 9. And the Yankees last night did Ugats against him. Now, listen, it's one game. I mean, that's easy to say. Yanks are 16 games, whatever it is, 15 games over 500. They're in first place. It's why you build a lead so you can kind of get through lulls in the season. There's always going to be lulls. Anyone that thought the Yankees were never going to lose 3 consecutive games this year is crazy. The Mets will, too, at some point. You know, who knows when, but they will because that's baseball. So I can accept that. What I can't accept is losing games with your ace on the mound to inferior teams. Period. Stop. And that's what happened last night. And oh, by the way, they went 18 innings against the White Sox and scored a single run.
Well, they've scored 5 runs in 3 games, and 4 of those 5 runs have come on the back of Aaron Judge.
Dude, they only had 4 hits through 7 innings last night.
I understand.
What?
Aaron Judge is carrying them right now. I mean, Aaron Judge is their entire offense right now. They're down a bunch of guys. DJ didn't play last night, but he's cooled off. Glaber's been quiet. They're just, right now, their offense is hopefully Aaron Judge hits 2 home runs and our pitcher's good enough to hold on and win.
And it goes back to, again, the mind-boggling decision. Again, I can't say they would have won or not. Maybe they would have. I don't know.
What, Aaron Hicks getting picked off?
No. That's going to bother me for a little while, that one.
That's why I brought it up.
Aaron Hicks hit a laser to right. Oh, well, he hit it right at the guy. You know what that's called? An out. Sorry. They replayed that, by the way. It's almost like, yes, was on the Aaron Hicks payroll last night. They showed that line drive out about 7 times. Why? Because he made contact?
Hard contact. Ooh. Hard, hard, hard contact.
Like, come on, man.
It
defies all logic that DJ didn't play last night.
Well, no, it doesn't defy logic because the Yankees believe, and so do a lot of teams, that guys need off days. And if you're going to pick a day to take one of your better hitters off, you're going to pick it against the Orioles, not the Rays, and you're going to pick it with your best pitcher on the mound. That's what you do. Unfortunately, okay, Nestor Cortez is their best pitcher?
Yeah, I'll say yes to that.
Well, over the last how many starts, he probably is. But if you believe that guys are going to get off days, and the Yankees believe that, you're going to pick a Monday night against the Orioles over any of those games coming up this weekend against Tampa. That's just logical.
I don't think you got to give the guy a day off.
That's a different discussion, though.
When you have other guys out via COVID.
Correct.
Like, you have 3 guys I know Donaldson is going to be suspended a game unless he wins the appeal, which is unlikely. He's out because of COVID right now. Now, he could be back. We don't know if he has COVID or if it's just COVID.
He doesn't
contact.
Have COVID.
Well, do we really know that?
That's what Aaron Boone said.
I don't know this.
Aaron Boone's a liar?
I don't know if what he has and doesn't have.
That's what Aaron
I know
Boone
that
said.
I don't want him breathing on me for the next week and a half. That much I can tell you.
Right.
I don't want Joey Gallo breathing on me ever because he's got bad juju in that breath. And it'll probably make us lose in the ratings, which we never do. I don't want those people anywhere near me. Here's what I want. I just want the Yankees to be the Yankees. They're not going to win every game. I'm good with that. I accept that.
Except you're bitching over a three-game losing streak.
Because all you people think that this guy's the ace of the staff. He gave up a million runs last night.
You were so quiet for the last 3 weeks when Gerrit Cole was pitching well. Not a peep out of you. Barely a peep. I'd have to bring it up to you. Hey, how's Gerrit Cole doing? Yesterday was a very odd performance by him. It was odd.
Yeah.
Dude, he pitched 8 innings, struck out 11 guys, didn't walk anybody.
Yeah.
So on the surface, you say, oh, that's amazing. But he had just this one horrific inning in the third and then made one, I don't even know if it was a bad pitch, but Ramon Urias deposited into the seats. And outside of that, he dominated for like the 6 other innings.
To be fair, that pitch he hit was by his eyeballs. So I'll give the hitter a little credit. Sometimes the hitter's just better.
Would you not agree that Gerrit Cole last night gave you a very odd performance?
Odd in that he struck out 11 guys but gave up 5 runs.
No, yes. Odd in that if you watched him, and I know you did, he dominated most of the game. For some reason in the third inning, it was like batting practice.
Yeah, well, that's not dominating.
No,
sorry.
I get that, but most performances, it's easy to say, hey, Gerrit Cole wasn't good tonight.
That's like,
or Gerrit Cole was good tonight. This was a very mixed bag performance. And considering how banged up their bullpen is, it was pretty big that he was actually able to give you 8 innings.
Yeah, great they lost. He gave up a million runs.
Yeah, but
it's like saying, hey, guy had a good second quarter.
If he
made 5 shots, but he was 0-for-19 the other 3 quarters.
If you keep jumping to they lost, you're right. And I'll say that 4-9, they were 1-for-20.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Like, there are reasons why they lost besides Gerrit Cole's terrible third inning.
I agree 100%. I just listen to what goes on around here. And someone's got to be the sheriff. Someone at some point has to say,
what are you
say,
even talking about?
Stop the craziness. You haven't spoken on the station yet. I don't know if you're going to be crazy or not.
What's the craziness?
I get the sense you want to fight today.
What's the craziness?
And if you want to fight, then I'm putting on the gloves. Let's go.
What are we fighting about?
You guys make excuses for this guy.
No one
and
made
I'm
an
fascinated
excuse.
By it.
No one
you
made
You know,
an
we
excuse.
Dominated the other 5 innings.
Craig. Just stop for 1 second.
Go.
You're on like fire. It's like you're on crack today for some reason.
Go.
I understand it wasn't a vintagely great performance by Gerrit Cole.
So he didn't dominate.
He did for 6 innings.
Let me stop right there.
I didn't say it was a good performance. I said it was an odd performance.
Did he pitch only 6 innings?
He pitched 8 innings.
Then he didn't dominate.
For 6 of the 8 innings, he looked like a dominant ace.
Okay.
For the 3rd inning and 1 batter in the 6th inning.
Yeah.
He threw batting practice.
Excuse me?
It's odd.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not bad. It's odd.
I guess I'm just
Does
hung
that
up.
Not make sense to you?
I'm hung up on you people saying, oh, he dominated last night. No, he
First
didn't.
First of all, I'm one person. Stop saying you people.
No, a lot of people in the hallway.
No,
and on the radio
the
station.
I only speak for myself.
Yeah.
I watched baseball last night, and Gerrit Cole had one of those really weird performances.
Yeah.
How often in baseball do you see a guy go 8 innings, allow 5 runs, and strike out 11 guys? How often do you see that?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, I watch a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
The answer's never.
Never.
It was a freaking weird performance.
Yeah, he didn't dominate.
That's all.
Disagree, he didn't dominate. And we're good, we'll move on.
He certainly didn't dominate the third.
Okay, so that's a small little victory for me, okay?
Okay, I want a small
victory. I'll take that.
Will you admit that yesterday's Gerrit Cole performance was unique?
No.
It wasn't
unique. Gave up 5 runs.
How many times have you seen a guy go 8 innings?
Answer that question.
Well,
who the hell knows? Ever happened?
No.
It's never happened?
Last night's pitching line by Gerrit Cole of 8 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, no walks, 11 strikeouts was a unique pitching line in the history of Major League Baseball.
Did you go to like a baseball atlas or something to find that out?
It doesn't matter where I went. The point is it was unique last night.
Here's the
and
deal.
This is typical of you.
They
are just blaming Gerrit Cole for everything.
Yeah, that's fun.
How about the fact that 4-9 in this lineup last night, they did nothing.
What'd you say, Gerrit Cole's a racist?
How about, I didn't say that.
Is that what you just said?
How about the fact, and if you're not going to do it, I'll do it for you. Okay? I'll be that guy. How about the fact that Isaiah Conner-Falefa pulled a Carlos Beltran? Let's all just admit it.
Okay.
That ground ball chopper to third
was identical, was the same.
Chalk.
In every way to the Beltran bouncer against Johan Santana. I thought I was living in a Twilight universe.
Yeah?
Like, that was nuts, dude.
Meanwhile, while the Yankees were losing to the Orioles and Gerrit Cole was getting abused in the third inning, at least, something very interesting happened in San Francisco yesterday. And it has nothing at all to do with the fact that the Mets put on a hitting clinic late in that game, early in that game, middle of that game, in blowing out the San Francisco Giants. You know, Evan, there are guys that you meet along the way who are not known as egotistical guys, but the reality is that they are driven by their ego. They want people to notice them.
Mm.
They want people to guffaw over them. They need it. It's like the oxygen and the air that you and I breathe. Being a celebrity is the air that they breathe. Being recognized is the air that they breathe. And when they get away from it, boy, do they miss it. They miss it so much, they make a spectacle of themselves to get a little taste of it back. That happened last night at your New York Met game.
You didn't even watch the Met game last night.
Why would I?
Exactly.
It started at 10 o'clock at night. I'm busy.
It was a great game to watch.
You know what
I enjoyed every second of it. Let me go through everything I watched in this game last night.
Yep.
Jeff McNeil celebration after his home run.
No, nope, all good with that.
Pete Alonso celebration after his home run.
All good with that. You know, I love Pete.
Okay, so none about the home runs. JD had four
and
hits.
And is that the point where I know I'm the only person in America saying this. That's why I'm special.
Mm-hmm.
But it reeked. Like, it smells bad. It's embarrassing.
How did you find out about it if you weren't watching the game?
I saw it.
So what, though?
I saw it today.
So what?
I'm going to tell you in a second. Because I know you don't know.
Was it? Wait, no, hold on. One more guess.
Okay.
Was it Luis Gonzalez, outfielder, pitching for the San Francisco Giants?
No, it was not Luis Gonzalez.
And me and him
pitching.
Me and him have similar velocities when pitching.
It was close. it was definitely close.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
No. I mean, you got to get over yourself, David Wright.
David Wright, you're attacking David Wright.
It's embarrassing.
What did he do wrong?
He loitered outside the Met clubhouse wearing a New York Met hat, hoping people recognize him. What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? Come on, dude.
Is that what he did?
Oh, it was embarrassing.
He was wearing a Met hat?
He was wearing a New York Met baseball hat, loitering. Hey,
David was looking for attention.
It was like he was in the front row at Broadway, stood up, turned around, hoping somebody noticed him.
And
then he stood there, signing autographs, taking pictures. La, la, la.
And you would know something about that.
That's exactly right. You'll see on Friday. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait. Come on, man. I think it's great that David Wright even wanted to see the New York Mets. He's kind of been disconnected and divorced from them for a while now. He's not playing an old-timers day, and he was invited. I don't know why he's not playing. Maybe he doesn't feel like he's an old-timer yet, which I would certainly respect and get. But David Wright showed up yesterday and loitered outside the visiting clubhouse with a New York Met hat on. Would someone notice me, please?
You're a desperate, sad man, and I'll tell you why.
You're talking about David Wright?
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
I'll tell you why.
Oh.
The Mets beat the San Francisco Giants 13-3.
Yeah, good job.
The Mets are now 4-1 since Max Scherzer got hurt. Granted, he wasn't going to start all these games, but there's a trickle-down effect.
Yep.
And yet, you want to attack the New York Mets.
No, I don't. The Mets have been
and
great.
You sat in your cubicle this morning and you said, I got nothing. J.D. Davis had four hits. Pete Alonso's having an MVP-caliber season.
Yes, he is.
David Peterson was freaking awesome. It was Buck's birthday. All is right with the world. So what did you do?
What did I do?
You went below the belt.
No, I didn't.
You attacked our captain.
It's embarrassing.
You attacked our captain.
And that's David's my guy.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is he your guy?
He and I did a vitamin water commercial together.
Is he still your guy?
Yes.
Does he feel the way about you today, the way he felt a few years ago?
I have not talked to David since he moved his family out to California post-retirement. So I can't say that we are actively connected. We are not.
Uh-huh.
I have invited him through his agent to a number of different things that we've done here.
And has he come?
Which he has not attended or decided to participate in.
Uh-huh.
Including a comedy show and a charity event. Even Pete Alonso night. That being said, when you show up in San Francisco wearing a New York Met hat, loitering outside the New York Met clubhouse, you're begging for attention.
Do you have proof he was wearing a Met hat?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Can I see it?
Well, in this picture, he's wearing an NYPD hat.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, wait a second.
In this one picture, yeah.
So, hold on. Yeah. So you decided to attack the captain for wearing a Mets hat. And then after your partner says, hey, I'd like to see some proof, so you give it a double check,
yeah.
You realize that maybe you weren't accurate.
It's an NYPD hat. I'll take the loss on that. Oh. I apologize. I misrepresented.
Hold on. Not a loss.
My memory was it was a Met hat.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at it now.
Uh-huh.
So let me, Mike Gooch, good job. It is an NYPD hat,
oh, yeah.
Not a Met hat.
So you're not going to take.
That's on me.
You're not going to take a loss, Craig.
You're going to take a massive loss.
Come on, man. Loitering.
Loitering?
Loitering.
Showing support for the greatest police department in America?
You know how I feel
That's
about
my
NYPD.
Guy.
Come on, man.
David, we still love you.
Yeah, somebody noticed me. Somebody look at me. Somebody, hey, I'm over here.
Come on, man. What are we doing?
I just want the audience to know I knew he wasn't wearing a Met hat or an NYPD hat, and I just wanted to kind of give Craig some more time bash our guy
before the little
punch in the face.
I am taking ownership. That is an NYPD hat, not a Met hat.
That's
the
right.
Guy next to him is wearing a Met hat. Oh, and everybody surrounding him are wearing Met hats and Met sweatshirts as well. There you go. Yeah, right outside the Met clubhouse. Look at me. Please, look at me.
That's my guy. I miss you, David. You know what I did last night? I watched clips of the 2015 Mets.
Why?
I was so. Why? Yeah. Because they just beat the Giants' ass last night. They continue. You know, the Yankees have lost.
You went back.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a
You're
problem.
You're damn right.
You have to admit.
I'll
on.
Tell you the exact clips
you have
I watched.
To admit you have a problem.
Do I?
Yeah. Like, I admit I have a problem.
What's my problem?
You're a compulsive Met fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a problem.
Here's the thing,
like,
Craig.
Like, why do you, and I'm sorry to say this because I know you don't mean it.
Go ahead.
Do you hate your family?
My family's sleeping. It was 1:30 a.m. In fact,
Do you not like porn?
Well, that's a different.
Like, the rest of us go to RedTube and call it a night. You go back and watch highlights of Met games from
Craig,
7 years ago.
Let me.
After watching a Met game.
Let me take you through this. It's 12:45 in the morning. My entire family is sleeping. I'm in bed with my oldest son. He's been having some nightmares lately, whatever. All right? So I'm there to console him.
Of course.
I now can't sleep. So I'm inspired off of that ass-whooping. You realize the Mets have lost back-to-back games once this entire season? Meanwhile, you're licking your wounds over a three-game losing streak.
It's embarrassing.
Okay? So I'm pumped up. 13-3. G.D. Davis is breaking out. We're stepping up. And I started to think back to memories. So I watched J-Riz Familia secure the 6-out save against the Dodgers in Game 5. And I even teared up. I watched the final out of Familia striking out Dexter Fowler to win the NLCS. And I watched David Wright hit a home run in the World Series. And it pumped me up. And then I went to bed with a smile on my face. It was a very good night, Craig. Very good night.
I'm glad you had such a good night. We got phone numbers for you. 877-337-6666. Do I have to tweet that I know it's an NYPD hat? I know it's on NYPD hat. Thank you. Okay, that's done. Let's just get that out of the way right there. All right, very good. Listen, we got lots to do today. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in the greatest city on earth, unless you ride the subways.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And so sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
They're discussing right now the Carton and Roberts M&M for the holidays. So I said yes, that we were in on that. Sorry, I spoke for you.
Would you eat the M&M?
You're more of the peanut M&M because, you know, it's a little larger than the regular M&M.
How many pounds do you weigh?
But I said, listen, we're in. Count us in.
How many pounds do you weigh?
Huh?
How many pounds do you weigh?
209.
No, you don't.
I do.
You weigh 223.
No, I don't.
No, actually, no.
I'm telling you.
Spoke to your son.
I stepped on the scale this morning. I was 209 naked.
223. I'm at 171.
That's a lot, Biggs.
That's a lot?
You're 5'3". That's a lot.
I'm 5'9".
Yeah.
And how tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Okay, so you're larger than I am. Fatter, I should say.
No, I'm just a bigger guy.
No, but if you go 6'1",
thick.
6'1", 223 versus 5'9", 171, who's more overweight?
There's no reason to exaggerate my weight.
You're an expert on the subject. Tell me what it is.
There's no reason to exaggerate my weight. I want to be 200. I'm not happy being at 209.
No, I get that.
But I'm rocking 209 right now.
No, but you're not. I already know. Trust me. I have information.
I really am.
I know for
I weigh myself every morning now.
223.
I'm 209.
You don't have to lie about your weight. 223.
I know you're upset that I'm 209 because I'm inching towards you, but I'm getting
you're not catching me.
Anyway, Eminem Mars is very excited about doing a Carton and Roberts M&M this fall.
So does that mean our faces are on an M&M?
I'm sure, yeah.
Do you realize I still have the Joe and Evan M&Ms and I have not eaten them? And they're like a decade old sitting in my
house.
We
all did that for the Super Bowl when we broadcasted, right?
No.
From M&M Zone?
Now, did you eat yours?
You're damn right I did. Every last one of them.
I just couldn't bring myself to eating Beningo's face or eating my face. Well, I couldn't do it.
I didn't eat the Boomer M&Ms. I ate the carton M&M's.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
That's even weirder.
How could I not?
I can't eat my face.
I can't leave food around that I like eating.
Would you want to eat the Beningo Roberts M&M's?
I would, but they're a decade old.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
I'm not sure what the shelf life is. If you remember, we bought the Reggie bar a year ago.
Yes, I do recall.
And, you know, it wasn't very good.
It was not a good moment for me.
It was very dusty.
Oh, God.
By the way, I'm being told that at 4 o'clock today, we will be on SNY, is that accurate, as we normally are?
Well, why wouldn't we be?
Yes. When there's not a Met game, obviously, in the middle of the day.
Tomorrow there's a Met game.
And I bring that up because I'm also being told, while I don't see any large boxes here with gift wrapping on them, or a cake, or pizza, or really anything acknowledging it, that today, I don't even see a Marchand column on it, frankly. Which means we've all done a lousy job promoting it. Today is the one-year anniversary of the Carton and Roberts simulcast on SNY.
I had no idea.
No balloons, no kazoos, no fanfare. But they are telling me that much like the Yoan Santana one-hitter.
No-hitter.
They're going to replay the milk bath video over and over and over and over again. So later tonight, I guess, before the Mets, after the Mets, one in the morning, whenever it is, to celebrate the one-year anniversary of our simulcast, again, with no presence or acknowledgement, they are going to replay me pouring milk on your head.
Which led to the New York Islanders closing down Nassau Coliseum with a Game 6 victory against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Sure did.
So, I mean, it led to something very, very special. I also threw up that night at Nassau Coliseum.
Sure did.
That happened.
That's right.
Beer cans were thrown everywhere after the Islanders won.
That's when that's the last game you went to with your fat friend, too, right?
With my fat friend?
Yeah, didn't you bring your fat friend to the Islander game that night? Don't you have the fat friend?
He's such a bad guy.
You said, I saw the picture, right?
He was on the cover of Newsday.
I thought you brought your fat friend with you to the game.
He's a larger individual, sure.
You told me.
I never described
him that way.
I'm
bringing my fat friend because Tommy don't want to go.
First of all, Tommy was never even on the list. No offense. This guy was my number one choice because he's a diehard Islander fan. And we ended up on the cover of Newsday.
Didn't you see my niece that game?
No.
You saw her at some game, though.
Your niece?
Yeah.
No, we went to a game at UBS Arena, but I never met her.
Yeah, you were there.
I've never been there.
Bro, you're having trouble
with that
memory.
Have we been there? I thought you saw my niece.
No.
She went up to you.
No.
Randomly at the last Islander game at
the
Coliseum.
If she did, I forgot and I apologize.
Bad guy you are.
By the way, since SNY or WFAN didn't give us anything for our anniversary, I have reconsidered.
Well, why would WFN give us anything?
Yeah, I guess you're right. So just SNY.
SNY should be giving us.
I have decided.
Signed David Wright memorabilia.
I have decided that despite my anger with you, I will be purchasing you a mint chip.
Thank you.
From Trader Joe's.
To celebrate our one-year anniversary.
Wouldn't
it be great if the Mets or if SNY, I know they're not owned by the same people anymore, if they're like, listen, to celebrate your one-year anniversary, the reason David Wright was in San Francisco last night
was for what?
Is to take some pictures and autograph some balls so that we could give them to you guys for your one-year anniversary.
That would be nice.
Something.
That would be nice.
They got something laying around they could send us.
Yeah, not just an old video of milk being poured on my
head.
And
I don't want a Bobby Ojeda signed picture from back in the day.
No.
Or a Nelson Figueroa signed picture. Or a Chris Carlin signed picture.
Chris Carlin.
Or any other of your former host signed things that you left in a closet somewhere. But they are taking us to a suite, though.
That is cool. And it's a sexy game, Mets Astros.
But the problem with the suite also
what?
Is that we have to hang out with them.
Yeah.
Like, well, they weren't like, hey, guys, we're giving you our suite as a gesture of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
1 year anniversary celebration, whatever. They're like, why don't you join us in our suite?
But do you think they're actually?
I have really no interest in that.
But do you think they're actually going to show up? It could be one of those things.
Well, last time they went on vacation, no.
Right. And this is a weekday afternoon game in June. Like, I think there's a really good chance we're the only ones in that suite anyway.
Well, Steve Gelbs will be there.
Will he?
They always send him to say hi.
I love Gelbs.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I like seeing Gelbs.
Never met him, but he seems like a nice guy.
You met him last time.
I did?
Yes.
Okay, so I met him. He's a nice guy.
At least I had a conversation with him, unless you blew him off.
I would not do that. I think he's very good at what he does. And he seems like a likable guy, unlike Josh Donaldson, who I've been told, as you have, by truly amazing. Evan and I had a conference call earlier today. I'm not going to tell you with who, but a very well-connected person in the baseball world. Is that a fair representation of who the call was with?
Yeah.
And this person said to us, guys, I've been around a decent amount of time, lots of teams I'm affiliated with, this and that. This is the most unlikable guy in baseball, like quietly.
Right. Teammates, like, not just opponents. We've always heard about opponents, but even teammates have grown very sick of him.
And I'm not sure if that's because a lot of people today have gotten like soft, and Josh Donaldson would have been beloved in the 1970s in a locker room because maybe men were different. Or athletes were different, I don't know. But I've not had a single person come and tell me, not that I'm the end all, I'm certainly not, that he's just misunderstood. What a great guy.
No, he's universally hated around baseball.
Which is why I want to sit with him and talk to him.
No,
I'm dying to.
And none of that matters unless Yankee players start to hate him. And that's why it was interesting when Aaron Judge last night, with the longest pause I've seen, and the Yankees are known for pausing, when he was asked about Donaldson, Judge gave a very long pause before he essentially reprimanded him.
Yeah.
Now, he also made it seem like, hey, we move on.
He said, we got to move on.
We're good, yeah. But he didn't go out and just defend him or defuse it or just say, I'm not going to talk about it. He criticized
him. Here's the question. If Josh Donaldson got beaned, do the Yankees come out?
Yeah.
Out of principle? Or because they're protecting their teammate?
They're protecting their teammate.
Regardless of the fact that... And to be fair, there's no evidence at all that this Yankee team doesn't adore the guy. Or dislike him. We just don't know.
No, the only evidence we have is that... And this, it doesn't matter what my opinion or your opinion or anyone listening is about the whole Jackie, Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson thing. It doesn't matter. And I said this to you yesterday. Here's what matters. What do the Yankees think? That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you're a Yankee fan, you care about winning. And you don't want to hear about this fracturing the locker room. Now, I'm not saying it's going to, but Aaron Judge last night came out and essentially said, yeah, I had a problem with it. He shouldn't say that. So for anyone who says, this is something out of nothing, here's the proof that you're wrong. Aaron Judge, the best player for the New York Yankees, and he wasn't saying it to just make the media happy. He wasn't saying it because he's afraid. He wasn't saying it because he's woke. He was saying it because it pissed him off. That's why he was saying it.
Yeah.
I don't think Aaron Judge has any reason to give any opinion other than how he feels. And that's why he came out and said, you shouldn't say that.
I agree with you. Because, even if, prior to them losing or even losing three in a row, like, guys don't want to mess up a good thing. And they've all been a part, whether it's this team or other teams or at some point of their career, with distractions that are negative. That's all this is, really. So let's not mess things up. Things are good.
This is why.
Let's keep going.
This is why, after listening to what Aaron Judge said last night, I think it's very important that Josh Donaldson drop his appeal and serve his one-game suspension.
He's got
and
COVID
move
anyway.
On.
Just say, I'm good. Let's go.
Let it go away. Yes, you apologize, but if there were teammates who were even a little bit bothered, just drop it, serve your suspension. It's not a big deal, and we can all move on.
Which is why, like I said yesterday, they just should have served it yesterday.
I agree.
Be done with it. And now there's COVID protocols you have to follow. Great, follow them starting today. But if you belabor it, it's not going to be good for anybody.
Drop it and move on.
Here's Mike in Levittown on the Fan. Mike, what's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Doing good.
We're looking to see if you can settle a debate between my daughter.
We are debate settlers, so bring it on. Let's see what we got.
Excellent. Here's Riley.
Hi.
Hi, Riley. How are you, doll?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How old are you?
11.
What grade are you in?
Sixth
grade. All right. Do you get good grades in school?
Kind of?
Well, we got to try a little bit harder, right?
She's modest. She's modest.
All right. All right. What is your question? What's the debate you and your dad are having?
So me and my dad are trying to settle a debate whether cheerleading is a sport or not.
Is cheerleading a sport?
Yeah.
Well, I think it takes athletic ability to be a cheerleader. There are cheerleader competitions.
Oh, it's an easy answer. 100% yes. Anyone consider horse racing a sport or
that's
golf
not the
a
question.
Sport? No. In relation to what are sports, I would absolutely say cheerleading is more of a sport than those things. Horse racing?
Okay, but that's not the question, Evan.
No, it is because
are all independent things.
No. Excuse me.
Yeah.
They asked if it's a sport. Part of why I believe it is an easy answer is in relation to other things that everyone define as sports, which makes it a very easy answer. So you may not agree with my why I came to that conclusion, but that is the answer.
I don't think it's a sport, but I think it takes a great amount of athletic ability to do it. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to us, yeah.
So what side are you guys on in the house?
Yes. And I have my tryout today, actually.
Oh, and now are there positions you try out for, or is it just, hey, I'm trying out to be a cheerleader?
There's, positions and, levels.
Oh,
maybe. See, it is a sport. This proves it.
So, in other words, can you be, a B-team cheerleader or an A-team cheerleader?
Not really.
So, is it more like you're, the girl that they throw up in the air versus you're the girl that catches the girl they throw up in the air?
Yeah.
Got it. I think I'd rather be the girl that catches the girl, because if I mess up, I don't get hurt. She does.
Well, we get a little nervous in the house because
I'm sure.
She is a flyer. so she does get thrown out.
Oh my Lord, I couldn't handle that as a parent.
I'd be freaking out, man.
That would scare the bejesus out of me if my daughter was one being thrown up in the air, you know.
It's tough, but she's good. So.
Well, listen, Riley, no matter what anyone else tells you, if that's what you like to do, you put your heart and soul into it, and you be the best damn cheerleader you can be, okay?
So is it a sport that she convinced you otherwise?
Listen, there's competitive cheerleading. I don't know if you call that a sport or you call that competitive cheerleading, but I think it takes great high hand-eye coordination and skill to be really good at it. Yeah, I think I don't have that skill. You don't.
No, I clearly don't. I don't.
Well, hey, listen, let us know next week if you made the team, okay?
Okay.
And good luck to you.
Get it done.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. That's a tough question.
It's not, though.
Like,
it has some...
It has, like, aspects of it
but when you
that
judge,
I think you could say is sports-related.
But when you judge a sport and what it is, you have to look at other things that are considered sports.
I don't think you have to.
Why?
I disagree with that, fundamentally.
But don't you think most people consider horse racing a sport?
But I don't think that has any... For me, whether I agree or disagree about horse racing doesn't mean I agree or disagree about cheerleading.
Say that one more time.
Like, if horse racing, for many people, is considered a sport,
right.
I don't think it is, but... Many the society at large does, so we lose that argument,
right? Right.
So whether horse racing is or isn't has no impact on whether cheerleading is.
To me, it does, because you're looking at other things that are widely considered sports, and that's not a knock on horse racing or NASCAR or golf, but...
See, I don't know what is a sport about horse racing. I never have.
What's a sport about NASCAR?
I don't think that's a sport either.
Is golf a sport? Uh-oh. Be careful with this.
Golf, to me, is a learned skill.
Okay.
Now, all those things, horse racing, auto racing, and golf, do have the commonality of competition and winners versus losers. So I respect that part of it. But I guess the question is, and I don't want to go down this road.
Is figure skating a sport?
Well, how are we defining sport?
No, that's a great... What's
right?
It matters what the definition of is.
Right. Yeah, that's your Clinton. I got you.
I did not have relations with that woman, Mr. Lewinsky. I didn't even know her.
If you want to call it a sport, I don't really care. Call it a sport.
If that's an easy out. They asked you your opinion.
And I gave an answer.
Yes,
I
was saying no.
I would not call it a sport, but I respectful of...
But don't you know it goes down this tricky hole of, well, if that's a sport, is
right.
this a
like
sport?
Like bowling. Is bowling a sport?
Right. So maybe...
Well, if I can do it holding a beer in my hand, it's kind of a learned skill, not a sport.
But to your point, maybe horse racing isn't the best example to give, so
yeah.
I take that back. What I would move towards is figure skating, one of the more popular sports in the Olympics. It's in the Olympics.
It's a sport then, right?
So, and cheerleading isn't?
I don't think it's in the Olympics.
Forget the Olympics, though. Isn't it the same, if very similar in ways?
No.
Right, because cheerleading's more of a sport than figure skating.
I don't believe that it is.
How?
I don't know.
Wait, so your answer is, I don't know.
I really gave an opinion.
I don't really know. I just
like,
haven't.
To me, the one we can all agree on is that horse racing is not a sport. Because they're sitting on top of a horse. The horse is doing all the work. They're just sitting there.
Oh, you know, Rich Strike had the greatest ride of all time. Without jockeys, that horse never... Okay, fine. Yeah, great. He drove a horse.
Right.
Doesn't make him
I'm in lockstep.
Doesn't make him an athlete.
I'm with you on this one.
Like, jockeys aren't athletes. Let's not pretend they are.
Right.
They're little people that sit on horses.
Are NASCAR drivers athletes?
Regular sized people can't sit on the horse.
Are NASCAR drivers athletes?
No, they're not.
There's a lot of sweating.
I know, but they're not athletes. Doesn't make them an athlete.
Okay.
No, a cheerleader is far more of an athlete than a car driver.
No, I agree, but that's why when that question is asked about is this a sport or not a sport, naturally you think of other things and what they're considering.
Like, how are we defining sport? I don't know.
That's the problem. What's the true... Is a sport simply an athletic activity in which there's a winner or a loser? If that's the case, then cheerleading's a sport. It's an athletic activity where there's a winner or a loser, right?
Listen,
there's competitions, no?
I think we'd probably lose our argument if we said no to any of them. You know, if you went... Down to the letter of the law of what a sport is,
That's why bowling's a sport, right?
Athletic
activity, there's a winner or a loser.
I guess. Can you wager on it? I guess it's a sport.
But you said something about bowling earlier. I want you to repeat it.
Yes.
It's not a sport if you can... What was it again?
Oh, hold a beer while I'm doing it.
Oh, while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Damn it, I had a point to counter that.
No.
And it's gone now.
Yes.
I was thinking of golf.
We
but
call
you can't,
that a win. We
you can't necessarily
win.
Hold the beer while you're swinging.
I'd love to see somebody try.
Tiger could do it back in the
no,
day.
No, John Daly could
well,
do
John
it.
Well, John Daly, yes.
Yes, but he's the unicorn, I think, in that. Here's John and Tom's River. Johnny, what's on your mind, Cookie?
Hey, guys. How you doing, Craig and Evan? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I'm here with my son, Connor.
Yeah.
We just wanted to give you a call. We met you a couple weeks ago at the opening of the Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah, in Tom's River, sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember meeting us. You met a lot of people that day.
No worries. But, it was a privilege to be at that amazing playground, not just for, you know, kids and adults who have certain physical, you know, disabilities, but, you know, able-bodied kids as well. It's just an amazing facility.
Awesome day. Very moving day.
Yeah,
very,
no doubt.
Very moving.
Yeah.
But I have my son here. He's 11 years old. He just want to talk to you real quick.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Hey, Craig.
Hi, Connor. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. How's things going with you? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah? How you feeling these days? Okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah? Have you been back to the Field of Dreams since I met you?
No.
No, you got to get back there. No?
Yeah, we got to get back there soon.
All right. Did you have a question for me today?
Yeah, I have multiple questions.
Go ahead.
First of all, do you remember me?
That's a tough one right there. If I saw you, I'm sure I would remember you and your dad, but on the top of my head, I don't. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, my dad was a short, bald guy.
Well, in that case, how could I forget you? Of course.
That makes it easy.
My dad's a short, fat, bald guy. What?
Not fat.
You added the fat, Craig. There was no fat.
You're funny. All right. Yeah, now I got you guys. Go ahead. What's the question you have?
I just wanted to thank you for coming down to the complex.
Well, it was really, I want to thank you because that was one of the great privileges of my life. I told Evan all about it when I came back. What is built down in Tom's River, in my opinion, should be replicated in cities all across America. And it's a real testament to families like yours and the entire community for rallying together to build that place. And I hope I get to come down every year and see you guys and the rest of Tom's River that supported the building of the Field of Dreams. So thank you for allowing me to be there.
You're welcome.
All right. And let's stay in touch, okay?
Okay. And when I was on the baseball field, you asked me if I was a good baseball player.
I did. That's
right.
I recently
just hit my first home run out of the park.
You did?
Nice.
I totally remember you. Yes, 100% remember you. So you hit a legitimate out of the park home run, huh?
Yeah.
10 feet.
Nice. Now, did you flip the bat or did you just run around the bases like you'd done it before?
Well, it was my friend on the mound, so I didn't want to give him any disrespect. So I just the base pass.
See that? His friend was on the mound. Didn't want to show his buddy up.
Listen, I figured you show more disrespect because your friend's on the mound.
Now, Con, you can't come to this, but we're going to be coming back to Tom's River to do a big comedy event. I guess there's an arena down there that I'm talking to the guys about. So we'll be back again, and maybe we can meet you before the show again, okay?
Robert Wood Johnson?
Yeah, it's like a 3,000-seat arena, yeah?
Yeah, it's the arena. Yeah, right by the North High School.
Yep. Yeah, I've never been there, but they were telling me about it. So we're going to come back down hopefully this fall and bring a comedy show to raise a whole bunch of money to help the Field of Dreams out. Okay.
Awesome, man. We
all right, guys.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much for checking in. Appreciate it. Yeah, you got to go down to Tom's River to see this place. It is one of the most amazing facilities, outdoor, obviously, it's a playground that I've ever seen. It's just amazing. Really, really amazing. So, thank you for allowing me to be a part of that.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Burton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So the New York Yankees posted their lineup. Wait, we haven't got to it yet.
We're not knee deep in the middle of the guy being smacked in the face.
It's Yankee news, though.
Is it legitimate, like, oh my God, breaking news?
I don't know about oh my God, but I'm not happy.
I mean, it's legitimate.
Hold on, before
Yankee
you give it to me, because
yeah.
I don't know it.
Yeah.
Big Mac, 1 to 10.
Yeah.
10 being you have to stop talking about the United Airlines thing and go immediately into the Yankee story.
Yeah, I mean.
Where would you say, hey, I just broke another pair of headphones. Damn it. Tommy, I need another pair of headphones. I can't hear anything.
Well, you're a cluster.
This happens weekly.
You go through headphones more times than like you go through soda, which is incredible.
These headphones are now shot. Damn it. I need another. Just give me those Sonys, please, right there, if you don't mind. All right. Hold up your hands.
Okay.
1 to 10.
Yeah, yeah.
The Yankee news that is that's disappointing you.
Yes.
Is worthy or not worthy of us discussing the beatdown at Newark Airport?
Only because I don't have 11. Only because I don't have 11 fingers.
10?
Beware. Yes. Hold on. I need to chime in here.
He said it's 10.
I want to make something clear. I do believe it's more important, as fascinating as the discussion
is. Well, that's
is.
Part of it, too.
No, hold
the
on.
Subject matter that we were
don't
discussing.
Don't attack the subject. No, I'm sorry. The subject's very interesting.
Okay.
I don't think this is an 11, but I definitely think it's Yankee news and worrisome enough to where we can pause
really?
The Newark Airport story
okay.
with a chance to go back to it with a quick update on what may be going on
okay.
with the Yankees right now. But I think you're exaggerating
no,
if you're like
I'm
it's
not.
An 11.
I'm
okay.
Not.
Is it COVID related?
We don't know.
Ooh.
So, no, we don't
so
know.
Somebody's not playing.
I'll explain it this
Go
way.
Ahead.
The Yankees posted a lineup about 45 minutes ago. We haven't gotten to it yet.
We've been very busy. It's our one-year anniversary on SNY.
There wasn't anything crazy about the lineup, so we were going to get to it when we got to it. The Yankees Twitter account, without any reasoning, just changed the lineup, and a prominent Yankee is now out of the lineup.
A prominent Yankee he is now saying it's a 10. Out of 10 on the importance scale.
Compared to what we were
Aaron
previously
Judge,
speaking, yes.
Did Aaron Judge broke his ankle?
See, Aaron Judge would be an 11 out of 10. It is not
well,
Aaron
he said,
Judge.
He said he could go 11 if he had another finger.
And did I not disagree with him?
You did.
Thank you. Well, it's important, though.
He's a Yankee fan.
Yeah, but he's... Look, as a Yankee fan...
We were talking about who was right and wrong in fisticuffs at Newark Airport. All right, that has something to do with my decision to go 11.
He's very anti the story discussion and is saying...
No, I'm not anti the story discussion.
You
I'm just
wanted me to stop talking about the fight at Newark Airport.
I believe great. This is worthy of that, yes.
Well, and also, okay, so we stopped talking
and
about
also,
it.
And also, as of this moment, and we'll probably get one soon, I assume.
An update?
We're going to get an update on why this guy's out of the lineup. So when you say, is it COVID-related... It could
is
very
it,
well be.
Is it Giancarlo?
No.
Is it Judge?
No. Wow. That's the top two most important guys in your mind?
Is it DJ?
There you go, DJ.
DJ.
DJ LeMahieu.
But now I'm concerned because of the rest day the other day. Like, you know, just giving guys days off.
That was
you know,
yesterday,
now,
yeah.
Now he's had an off day that nobody really saw coming.
Right.
And you can justify it like Evan did with
he
what's
did.
Coming
Tampa's
ahead.
More
now
important.
All of a sudden he's a scratch late.
And so, it changes the entire look of this lineup. Like the Yankee
no
lineup
well, pardon me, pardon
that
me a
they
second.
Posted earlier was like, okay, so, I feel decent about it. Now the new lineup you look at and you say, oh my God.
Let me make sure I have this right. 45 minutes ago, DJ LeMahieu was in the lineup.
He was leading off at third base.
Now he's not in the lineup.
Put it this way, Craig.
It's COVID. It's obvious.
That could be an injury.
I don't know that.
Nah, it's not an injury.
How do you know that?
Because he didn't get hurt in the last 45
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, but Big Mac even said...
Dude, they've been DJ on the field.
Craig,
they're all dancing
time
right
out.
Now.
Big Mac even said, and I think it's fair to bring up until proven otherwise, he was out of the lineup last night. The explanation we were given was off day. It may not have been an off day. Though we did come into the game late. He pitched
in. That's why
so he did play last night. Anyhow, DJ LeMahieu has been
COVID.
Scratched.
It's obviously COVID.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, first of all, no one on the team has tested positive for COVID. Everyone who's on the COVID IL, all three of them have tested negative for COVID. They're home with flu-like symptoms. In fact, Gallo and Higashioka are back with the team now feeling better. So it's not like there's been a COVID outbreak. There's been a COVID symptoms outbreak.
Yeah, no one's actually had COVID, to your, like you said.
So it's not like, oh, it's COVID because it's not. It's not like there's anybody there to give him
Look, here's the bottom line. DJ's not in the lineup. We have no idea why. I'm sure Boone will mention it at some point know, I'm sure there'll be a comment. Go text him. Will he write you back or no?
Well, I mean, Boone, once I get to 4 o'clock, he's out of pocket.
Oh, he's done with you?
Well, he's got other responsibilities. I'm not sure. He's not sitting as always on his phone, right? So I don't know.
He doesn't have a special ringtone for you when you text him?
Yeah, he probably does, yeah. Blame it on the boogie. But I can reach out to other Yankee people.
So here's,
and get an answer.
Yeah, get the answer. Here's the lineup.
Aren't
brought to you
Yankee
by Jersey Mike's.
They don't have the answer?
Not yet.
I guarantee you it's COVID.
The lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. You can't guarantee that.
Here's why.
Why?
You now, you have, prior to right now, you have Donaldson, COVID protocol. Right. Higgy, COVID protocol. Mm-hmm. Gallo,
COVID
protocol.
I get your rationale.
It's COVID.
I get your rationale.
Because it's flu and they've all got the flu.
Well, hold on.
And in this new world, you sit out with the flu because you might have COVID.
I get your rationale.
Yeah.
You can't just say, I know.
I didn't.
You don't.
I didn't say 100%.
You just said that. I guarantee it's COVID.
I guarantee it's COVID. There's no doubt in my mind it's COVID.
Well,
you guys are crazy.
I don't want to say I hope it's COVID, but you as a Yankee fan certainly hope it's not a serious injury.
It's obviously COVID.
Well, here's the new lineup. It feels similar to last night where 5 through 9 is just, you can't trust it. Aaron Hicks is now leading off. Lead I say more, Craig. Aaron Hicks is your leadoff hitter. Aaron Judge 2, Rizzo 3, Stanton 4, Glaber 5, Andujar is playing left. IKF at short, Marwin Gonzalez at third, Trevino batting ninth and catching. That's your new Yankee lineup with DJ out.
All right, but no one cares now. Now we got to find out what's wrong with DJ.
Well, you're
going to
care when they play a game tonight. Of course you care. They have a 3-game losing streak.
The order's irrelevant. Now the story is, why isn't DJ LeMahieu playing?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, aren't there reporters there doing their jobs?
Yeah, they have nothing other than he's been scratched.
Come on. Like, no one's talking in the halls.
They already met with the media. Like, he already met Boone. The media already met these guys. So now,
during
it's like,
the original lineup prior to the scratching?
Yes.
Isn't Sweeney Murdoch at the game?
I'm sorry, who?
Sweeney Murdoch.
Who's that?
Well, that's how our hosts refer to Sweeney Murdy. Do they not? I heard Trista Crick over the weekend. Sweeney Murdoch with the update. You guys have the audio of that? Yeah. No, why would you? I have it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you're the only one I sent it to.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
My apologies, Big Mac.
No, yeah, I think you sent it to me.
Huh?
I can play it off my phone.
Yeah, play it off your phone. Here's Trista Crick over the weekend talking about the great Sweeney Murdy.
Sweeney Murdoch actors.
Sweeney Murdoch, that's my guy.
So does Sweeney Murdoch know why DJ LeMahieu was scratched?
Sweeney Murdoch's not allowed in the locker room. Sweeney Murdy is.
Yeah, so there you go on that.
So Sweeney Murdoch.
Are you worried now, Craig? You got to be worried.
I'm not worried at all.
3-game losing streak. DJ's banged up. You panicking, Big Mac? 1 to 10. Where's your panic level?
See, now this is a reasonable question. My panic level. My panic level is somewhere around a 3.
Oh, okay. Not bad.
Okay.
A 3?
Not bad.
It's COVID.
3.
Well, I mean, for the, you know.
What are you worried about? What are you
panicking? I'm worried about what the lineup looks like right now without him.
Did you
I don't want to see him out for a month.
They weren't scoring runs with him.
No, but he gives them a better chance to score runs. And they were scoring runs the last 3 games. 4 games.
Excuse me? You saw the last 2 games against the White Sox?
I just said they were scoring runs until the last 3 games.
Until, I apologize.
Yes.
You didn't say until.
No, I did say until.
None of us heard it.
You weren't listening.
Raise of hands if you heard until. No one raised their hands.
No, all you got to do is hit that rewind button on the Odyssey app and you'll hear it.
Yeah, because that works.
Until. Yeah, if it's working.
Exactly.
If it's working, you'll hear it.
All right, so now we got to find out, what's the dealio with DJ LeMahieu?
The Yankees have been very fortunate up until the last 5 days with injuries. And it's hit them hard, mostly with the bullpen depth of Chad Green and Luis Gil, and obviously Chapman with what you say is not a real injury, but some kind of injury. I wouldn't count Gallo and Higashioka as having injuries, obviously. It's just not feeling well. But they had been very fortunate until this point. So your fingers are crossed that it's nothing serious with DJ and he's all right.
I'm well aware of what it is. It's nothing serious. It'll be a couple days. Apparently, there's a longer video of this fight at the United counter at Newark. And the claim now is that the United worker did not slap first.
Really?
That the physical confrontation may have started the other way.
So this is now, Craig.
Fired anyway, though.
So this is your second time now being completely wrong.
Just because people are saying that doesn't mean they're true. They're accurate. I just have to see the entire video.
You're having a rough day today.
Am I?
David Wright's wearing a Met hat. No,
David
he's not.
David Wright's wearing an NYPD hat for attention.
NYPD yes. hat. Now,
I'm glad he wore it, though.
Why did the guy get arrested? Meanwhile, we now found out he actually punched first.
Well, I mean, so you say.
You're collecting a lot of L's today,
it's my
friend.
1 year anniversary. I can do whatever I want. It's like my birthday today. It's not my birthday, but it's like my birthday.
Is it really?
Except I got no gifts. Nothing.
That's not true. Apologize.
What did I get?
Look underneath your chin. No, to your left.
Is there something under the
I bought mint chocolate chip ice cream for us.
That doesn't count. I bought you an Italian sub.
What do you mean? So now it's a trade?
The Italian sub's twice the cost of this ice cream.
Now we're analyzing how much we spent on each other?
Are we?
No.
Is that what friends do?
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought I got you a nice gift.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I got lunch. You bought dessert.
And I appreciate it. See? Big happy family.
There you go. Any update on your guys' end on the DJ LeMahieu story?
Yeah, well, there are some reports now. The Yankees are...
I'm sorry? What are the reports?
I guess you saw the...
No, I didn't see anything. Yeah, okay. I'm asking. What are the reports?
I have no idea. What are the reports?
Well, there's one report that the Yankees are expected to announce more COVID.
Oh, what?
Players. Yes.
No.
Yeah. I never said you were wrong. We said I worry.
What?
It's not that.
Yeah, we...
It's like...
What?
This is you manufacturing wins. Good for you, but, you know.
You know what?
I mean, it's just...
It was so obvious.
Craig,
it's COVID.
I'm going to defend you right now,
Thank
Craig.
Thank you.
Big Mac. In all seriousness.
Yes.
Craig's had a rough day today with losses.
Oh, that's a defense.
Can we let him manufacture this win?
You can tell from the beginning of the show. The whole open was about trying to prove he's right about Gerrit Cole's not an ace. That was the whole open of the show. The whole open of the show was, I told you guys the guy's not an ace. Despite the fact that he's been brilliant for the last five starts, I knew he would have a slip up, and now I'm going to pounce. That was the whole open of the show.
Well, Craig's you missed right. the part where he blamed so David Wright for wearing a Mets hat when
right,
he was
exactly.
really an NYPD
yeah.
hat. You forgot that one.
Well, that,
right.
that was a mistake.
he's exacting revenge for a poker
right.
night against David Wright.
He cheated.
Right, so he's exacting revenge. He's trying to prove himself right, and now he's collecting wins. It's a Craig show. He's got all three.
All
it's a trifecta.
I'm saying is, how you guys didn't see that this was COVID fascinating.
No one said it wasn't COVID.
I never
we said
it wasn't.
You can't guarantee it is. Oh, that's all.
Come on, it was so obvious.
Well,
what are we doing? He was in the lineup. Now he's not in the lineup. He didn't get hurt in 45 minutes.
Yeah, but there were injuries.
Even though there was no joke. I guess one of Stan's buddies is a DJ.
Yeah.
So they have a DJ on the field behind the netting so he doesn't get hit with a line drive, which would actually be pretty funny.
Yes.
Yeah, but hurtful, so we don't want that to happen. And the guys are grooving right now.
Yeah.
I like that. Loosey-goosey.
So what's the report? That there are more guys not feeling well or more COVID cases?
I only saw it one place and not from the typical guys, but...
Oh, so then what are you even repeating it then for?
He asked me what the new report was because we got tweeted at it. I think he saw it. So Dan Clark Sports.
Now, Dan Clark Sports is a fake.
Oh, is it a fake?
What are we doing?
Okay, there you go.
Come
Boom.
On. You went with the Fergazi account?
Oh, come on. That guy's famous for saying Manny Machado signs with the Yankees.
Boom. He did?
Is Manny Machado with the Yankees?
I don't think
Boom.
So.
Yeah, that guy was.
I don't think so.
I'm telling
he saw,
you.
He saw it because we all got tweeted it. He gave me the face, and I was like, I'll give it to you. I saw the report.
Well, don't give us that.
And I'm sorry.
So you got
I
got
said
had.
There was one report.
Yeah, and the one report is from a guy who said Manny Machado signed with the Yankees a few years ago.
Is that a fake report or someone just got it wrong one time?
I remember that guy's Twitter account, and then he got roasted by
everybody. You want to go through everything? Ken Rosenthal's got some stories wrong, too. Is he a fake reporter?
Sometimes.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at the entire video. So they do square off, talking smack, and then at least in this video, while the guy's in like fight pose, he's ready to fight,
right.
Langley does actually hit him first. But they're both like, you want some? Come get some. That kind of
So threat. Langley hit him first.
But the other guy
then,
is like ready to go,
no,
so
he's
threatening.
And he also ducked out of the way a couple of times. No, Langley's got to be arrested.
Langley
you have to agree
misses three
you.
Or four punches first.
But Langley's got to be arrested. You've come around on that?
I don't agree with that.
You don't?
I don't.
So let me hold on.
This guy wanted to fight in the worst way.
Let me get this straight.
So if you want to fight, I'm your Huckleberry.
Let me get this straight.
So
the guy at the airport is told by someone who works there, hey, we need that wheelchair. Stop using your luggage for the wheelchair.
When you put it that way.
Okay? Football player says no, then proceeds to punch the guy who works for the airlines.
The
guy who works for the airlines says, okay, let's go. And you're saying the guy who refused to give up the wheelchair.
Wasn't that simple, Evan? Wasn't that simple?
I think I described it really well.
The guy comes out from behind the counter right. in a threatening manner.
Threatening.
And he's like, come on, let's go.
Right.
Come on. Okay. Come on. Let's go. Doosh, boosh. Okay, maybe not. No. Okay.
Maybe no.
And then goes, slap. Yeah. Cuz got his ass kicked is what happened.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I mean, simple assault's what, a misdemeanor? No big deal, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal, but he definitely deserves to be arrested.
Hey, a couple hundred bucks out of jail, do some community service call today.
And he got some good attention on Twitter. He went viral.
Here's the real problem for Langley. He's playing in the CFL, yeah. Whatever that season is.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to let him cross the border.
Oh, yeah, that could be a problem.
Right?
That could be a problem.
Until this whole thing's adjudicated, he ain't going to play ball.
Yeah.
But he could play for the Jets all day.
I'll pass.
Oh, tell Joe Douglas, call this guy up.
I'll pass.
Why? This is the kind of guy we need.
A guy gets
Jets.
Into a physical altercation with an airlines worker for refusing to give up a wheelchair,
yeah.
And your response is, the Jets should bring him in?
Or the Giants. I'm good. Jets or Giants, sign this guy.
This guy gets mad at me for disagreeing with him too much.
Here's why.
Should I agree with that? You know what, Craig?
Thanks.
You're right.
Here's the
Let's
best.
Let's bring him in.
Here's the best part.
What?
The airline guy's bloodied and dazed.
Yeah.
And he's coming back for more. Langley could have really hurt him, and he doesn't hit him again.
So, should we give him a cookie?
That's called restraint.
No, it's not.
That's called maturity. Yep.
You want his payroll?
I want that guy in the Jets.
Now,
now if the Giants get him, I'm good with that, too. But I want him in New York.
I'll pass.
Immediately.
I'm good.
I like this guy.
Joe Douglas is looking for character guys. Joe Douglas is not signing somebody.
I thought Bart Scott said the Jets need a couple criminals.
Yeah, he did say that.
Didn't he not say that?
He did say that.
Yeah. Okay. I found one.
You know what you should do?
I got one for you.
I think you should text Joe Douglas the video and say, hey, Joe, doing some scouting work for you. You're welcome.
Well, I already sent the video of you running down to first base. I got to leave him alone a little bit.
And what did he say about my video again?
Tremendous effort.
Thank you, Joe.
I think it was.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it, pal.
I think that's what it was.
He's up there on my GM list. He's
my guy. I reached
out
to the Yankees to ask about DJ.
What do you got?
But I didn't know how to spell LeMahieu.
Oh, come on.
L-E-M. Okay. L-E-M. That's what I wrote.
No.
What?
That's not how I wrote it.
LEMAHIEU. Is that accurate?
Yes.
LEMAHIEU. Is that accurate?
Yes.
MAHIEU.
Yeah,
and by the way, the M is capital in LeMahieu.
LeMahieu,
yeah.
That's not how I went.
How'd you go? I'm so curious.
DJ?
I went DJ. Yeah. I got that part. And then I went, because, you let them know exactly who you're talking about, right?
Sure, it could be another DJ.
It could be the DJ on the field playing music. I don't know.
Right.
I went with this.
Go.
And I'm acknowledging it's wrong, so beat me up if you'd like to. LEM. Good so far.
Good so
far.
EIUX.
What?
Yeah.
EUX?
Like Lemieux?
Like he's from New Orleans? I mean, what? Or French, I should say.
I wrote, how's DJ Lemieux?
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
He's getting ready for game 5.
The Yankees are going to write back, unsubscribe.
Yeah.
So did they respond or no?
They're checking right now.
Oh, they're checking.
I was told he seems okay, checking. So it's COVID, clearly.
If he's with the team, it's not COVID.
Well, he's probably checking with Cashman. What happened, I imagine... Yeah. I don't know if they test every day. I don't know if you have symptoms,
right? That's what, like, because your explanation about the lineup thing, it doesn't necessarily hold water. Because what do you do? Get, really sick over the last 20 minutes?
Listen, if a guy's in the lineup,
yes,
right,
mm-hmm.
And 45 minutes later...
It happens all the time, you know that,
a guy's taken out of the lineup.
Again, I want to
during a period of time...
It happens a lot.
During a period of time,
yeah,
when COVID or some connection to COVID, which we now know, is going through the particular clubhouse, it... Clearly does not take a break.
You're putting me in, get
that right.
And Big Mac in a tough spot because I don't want DJ to be hurt.
No, neither do I.
But you're making me passionately rude.
How did he get hurt?
It's baseball. He could have tweaked something
in 45 minutes.
Are you new to baseball?
When?
Like, have you not heard about guys getting scratched before games? It happens
when did he get hurt? Yes, Tommy?
I really hate to be the person to announce this, but the Yankees have sent out a tweet.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Hold on.
I can bring it in for you, Craig, if you'd like, or I could be the one to say.
Can I just see it first, please?
I have no problem. It's just going to take me. It's going to go to their Twitter account.
No, New York Yankees. I am, because you are not going to.
Don't you do it,
official Twitter account just tweeted something.
Don't you do it, Evan.
Oh, what an unfortunate.
unfortunate situation for Craig. Go ahead. Why don't you announce it? I saw what it was.
I got to find.
And DJ, I wish you all the best, pal. I wish nothing ill towards DJ LeMahieu and his health. But
what's
go ahead,
their,
Greg.
What's their account?
You just type in New York Yankees.
Oh, here. Josh Donaldson placed on COVID IL.
DJ LeMahieu was scratched from tonight's game.
Don't say what.
And why don't you give it the reason?
I don't know the reason yet.
I guarantee it's COVID were his words. And by the way, Big Mac, if you want to go back 5-10 minutes and find those clips so we can play it over and over again, you're more than welcome.
No, thanks.
I know you're bothered.
Seems like you guys agreed with me about 4 minutes ago.
No, he said it could be.
Because he told me that there was a report that it was COVID.
I said there was one report.
He repeated a fake report from a guy who made up a story.
And I never said DJ's name.
Oh, stop.
I didn't.
Talking about
it. Go ahead. Well, what are you doing now, Craig?
Well, this is really, this is tough.
Go ahead.
Tough one to swallow. Having a tough day.
By the way, you're killing Yankee fans who are listening right now saying, tell us what's wrong with him.
Okay. DJ LeMahieu spelled LeMahieu, by the way, capital M, capital L, has been scratched from tonight's game. With Lever's discomfort.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What happened?
With what?
With Lever's discomfort.
You got to say that again.
I do not understand English.
I did not understand what you said.
Left.
Left.
Wrist.
Wrist.
Discomfort.
Is that code for COVID?
Might be.
Okay. So DJ LeMahieu feels fine. He does not have COVID, right? After you guarantee to our audience
may
that
not have COVID,
I guarantee he has COVID.
Clearly, this was a COVID situation that panned out differently.
What?
This was the type of situation where I'm going to have to deal with this one for a little while.
Yeah, you will. You've taken a lot of losses today. This is your third.
Yeah.
So it's left wrist discomfort, which could be, by the way, this could be concerning.
No, it could be.
It is concerning.
It very well could be.
I mean, who knows how serious this is? Who knows if this turns into an IL stint? I think Big Mac brings up a great point that maybe last night's quote-unquote off day was related to this. He did come into the game late as a pinch hitter.
There's no question.
So he did play.
Now there's no question.
There's no question
you feel a certain way. Okay.
No, they just announced an injury, Craig.
Yeah.
I didn't make it up.
They didn't announce it yesterday.
No, I know.
They
just sat him down.
Planned day off. Correct?
Do you believe them? You don't believe that Aroldis Chapman's hurt, by the way.
I just
want you on the record.
I do not.
So they're lying about Chapman.
Well, here's my question.
And in DJ's case, they were being honest?
Well, but here's my question.
Go ahead.
You guys said, and I take you at your word, because you saw it, obviously, that an hour ago or so, when the Yankees put out the original lineup for tonight, he was in it.
Correct.
So that leads me to believe yesterday he did not have discomfort in his wrist. That's not a leap of faith.
No.
Right?
It could be a million different things. First of all, he could have suffered that injury in his at-bat when he grounded out. It could have been a minor thing where Aaron said, you know what, let's give you an off day, but I feel good enough for you to pinch hit late in the game, which he did. And then maybe he re-aggravated it during batting practice. There's a million different ways this could have happened. But the idea of him being scratched, like guys get scratched all the time.
You think it happened choking the chicken?
Why say that again?
What happened?
Which chicken?
Just asking.
What chicken are we talking about?
I don't know. The one he was choking.
Why is your wrist sore?
My wrist's killing me. I got tendonitis. Not all the way up to the elbow.
Oh, boy.
Is he sexting chickens?
Oh, I listen. If you're yet now, so 1 to 10. So here's what's interesting. 20 minutes ago, Big Mac, being a legitimate diehard Yankee fan, said the mere fact that he was scratched from the game before we knew why caused you concern at a 3 level out of 10.
Yes.
Now you know, according to the Yankees, why he's out.
Yeah.
Left wrist soreness. Where is your concern level now?
For the team or DJ LeMahieu?
Well, what did you answer last time?
The team.
Okay, so for the team, where are you at now?
Now I'm
at a 3.
Now I'm at a 4.5, 5.
Wow.
I mean, it's still a writer. Just
you're bordering on like
concern over the next few weeks. Not
be,
the whole season. Just,
Big Mac. It could be minor enough to where he's back in the lineup tomorrow. No
Absolutely.
Big deal.
Unless
he's
COVID.
He could end up needing surgery and be on the injured list and miss half the year. And remember, DJ.
Hence the concern.
No, I get you.
I don't know.
And DJ is also coming off a season in which he sucked. And then the explanation at the end of the year was, well, he was hurt, which we believe, by the way.
We do believe it.
Now, if you look up right now, despite that grand slam the other day, DJ LeMahieu's numbers are not great.
Not great.
It's not like DJ LeMahieu has figured it all out. You know what DJ LeMahieu is batting, Craig?
Go.
Do you know?
Go.
250.
Yeah.
Like, this has really been overall
statistically a continuation more so of last year's DJ LeMahieu than 19 or 20 DJ LeMahieu.
He's not the machine.
He didn't hit the ball hard last year. He's been better this year. But it's not as good as the two years prior.
But it's closer to last year than it was 19 or 20.
That's fair.
So is this something that's been lingering? I don't know. When Aaron Boone meets the media after the game or makes another comment, we'll know more about it. But
I got more.
Of course it'd be concerned.
I have more information for you.
Go.
Aroldis Chapman, 15-day injured list. With invented left Achilles tendonitis.
Invented.
Kyle Higashioka has been reinstated from the COVID list, so you have two catchers now.
Three catchers.
Three. That's right. They did bring a guy up. That's right.
He also broke up a perfect game over the weekend, Rob.
There you go.
So they're keeping a third catcher for the night. I guess they'll bring up a pitcher tomorrow, I assume.
Yeah. So
and send Brantley back down.
No matter who we are, teams don't avoid the injury bug. Well, happens to everybody.
We have been very fortunate with both teams until recently to have avoided the injury bug. The Mets and the Yankees had been relatively healthy until about the last week and a half. The Mets got started with Tyler McGill, obviously continued with Max Scherzer. DeGrom was before the season. And now the Yankees have been hit with Chad Green, Luis Gil, Aroldis Chapman, DJ LeMahieu. And if you want to include the COVID stuff, Joey Gallo and Kyle Higashioka.
I mean, you almost have to include it.
But again, the Yankees have a night where this lineup 5-9 does not scare you. I mean, it scares Yankee fans, but it's certainly not scaring the Orioles.
I mean, you better beat the Orioles tonight, because you're going to tell me that the two series you've lost this month are both against the Orioles. And the White Sox.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, that ain't good. And then if you lose your fourth consecutive game, we call that a streak.
Well, the other problem is you got the Rays coming in this weekend, or you're going to Tampa Bay this weekend, and the Rays are right there.
Yeah.
Like, as great of a start as the Yankees gotten off to, the Rays are very quietly hung in there. And going into this series over the weekend, they may be two games ahead.
Do you think if you're driving to Yankee Stadium tonight, and now you're listening to us and you just got the news that LeMahieu's out because of a wrist soreness, whatever, Chapman's on the 15-day injured list, blah, 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 blah. They obviously didn't play well yesterday. You go in there with a different attitude now or no? Like, are you less amped up about the great start?
I mean, you're still 29-13. Yeah. You're still 4.5 games up. But, yeah, I think it's been dampened the last few days.
But about the start, it makes me happier about the start because we needed it.
Like, the vibe's going to be off a little bit, right?
A little bit. But this is why you get off to a great start, and that's what the benefit is of it. We can have a bad week.
The vibe is going to be different because you're going to go to the game tonight saying, wait a minute, how long is LeMahieu going to be out?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's concerning. I think the Yankees have hit a point in this season where record-wise you feel good. They have given themselves a lead, but there is now some concerns. There's concerns in the bullpen. There's concerns in this lineup now. You've got two outfielders who just haven't hit. Like, Joey Gallo and Aaron Hicks just haven't performed enough. And I've always said to you, it'll take care of itself. Well, we're sitting here near Memorial Day, and the way it's taking care of itself is both guys are proven they shouldn't play every day.
Yeah.
The problem is you need alternatives. That's why tonight, it's a big night for Miguel Andujar. It's a chance to hit
a little bit. Chance to get on base.
And then prove, hey, I should stick around. I should take at-bats away from Joey Gallo.
Yeah. By the way, the same site that Big Mac went to for the COVID news is reporting that DJ hurt his wrist while swabbing his nostril during a COVID test. You want to go with that one too, Big Mac, or no?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have reported that one.
Yeah, when I would have let that one go. You would have self-edited on that?
No. And to be fair, I said there's one report, and it's suggesting the Yankees are now
10-4. I'm sorry.
I got to tell you,
I never said
Evan and I are in lockstep on that. You lose on that
If this was the morning show, it would be understood because they've been fooled before. We have taken great pride in avoiding being fooled.
We have. Now, it's happened,
but very rarely does it happen.
Happened once.
He looked me dead in the face.
Yeah.
I didn't turn on my mic and say, hey, guys, guess what? I was looked dead in the face and said, hey, do you have any more updates? And I said, well, there's this one update that has
from a well-renowned guy who made up news about Manny Machado.
Okay.
Listen, come on.
Okay, that's fair. I didn't know this guy. I didn't know offhand that immediately that guy was a fake.
The name of the account, Scratch My Balls, wasn't
enough. No, it's not. Stop it.
That should have given it away.
That didn't give it away?
No.
Testicle nose wasn't enough of a giveaway?
Testicle nose?
You thought that was a real MLB insider site?
It could be. You know.
So two balls, one bat? You didn't realize that was fake?
So now I've got a question for you, Craig.
Oh boy, enough questions. I'm having right? It's my you're ruining my anniversary.
No, there's no negative to this.
Yeah.
This is actually just an interesting question.
Good, I'll eat my ice cream.
When I brought up to you in the midst of the discussion about that fight at Newark Airport, hey, we got some Yankee news.
Yeah.
You turn to me, you turn to Big Mac and says, is this worthy of interrupting such a fascinating story?
Yeah, I did ask that question.
Now that everything has been settled,
yeah.
We found out DJ was scratched,
yeah.
We found out what DJ's injury was.
But,
now knowing all the information,
yeah.
Was it an 11? In
no,
term, was it a 10?
Not, no.
Was it an 8?
Vindication.
Not even close.
What was it, in your opinion?
A 2.
A 2?
No, you ruined the whole mojo of the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm sure I did.
You're going to hurt yourself with I'm the sure Talk More Sports crowd.
I know.
They're going to kill you for this.
That's what you did. That's all you did is weaken a nation. You know? That's all you did. That's Colonel Jessup, Few Good Men. Hopefully everyone understood the reference.
I have. Tom
you
Cruise
got
was
that
in that
one?
Movie, yes.
Yeah, Tom Cruise was in that movie.
Thank you.
Good call, Evan. Way to go. Name 2 other actors in that movie.
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Jesus.
Demi Moore was in that movie.
Uh-huh.
I call her Demi because we're very, very close.
All good, yeah.
You know what? This is a wild guess because this guy's in every movie.
Take a guess.
Kevin Bacon.
My man.
There you go.
Good job.
Bang, boom, bang.
Well done, sir. You did not embarrass yourself.
Thanks, Loogie.
I mean, you're right.
You
damn
him,
right
on.
I knew. You're always supposed to give me information.
I'm a
the
producer.
Audience likes it when he doesn't know the answer to movie questions.
He would have drowned on that for like 15 minutes.
No, I would have got. I would have gotten Demi.
Here's
I wouldn't
my
have gotten
question.
Bacon. Yeah.
How many names did you give him?
Both.
He gave me Demi and Bacon.
He had no idea. He's seen one movie, Planet of the Apes. That's
he
it.
Gave
that's
you
it.
Demi Moore and Kevin Bacon?
Demi Moore was at the tip of my tongue.
No, it wasn't.
Come on. I'm a big Demi Moore fan.
Are
Indecent
you?
Indecent Disclosure?
Bro. That is
that wasn't
movie.
The name of the movie.
Indecent. Yes.
No.
It was Disclosure. It was Disclosure.
Thank you. Disclosure.
With Michael Douglas.
There's a movie by itself, Disclosure. He's mixing up Indecent Proposal and
there's
Disclosure.
Disclosure.
Correct.
And there's Indecent Proposal.
Correct. I was right.
They're two different movies.
Correct. He
doesn't
jumbled
matter.
The names.
You can't go Indecent Disclosure and get credit for both.
Yeah, I
or
can.
One.
Although that would be interesting, those two concepts.
They're Rammed both really good movies.
They were.
I'm with
you
on that.
They were good.
Yeah, she's very aggressive in Disclosure.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Very aggressive.
That was some movie,
that's
right?
Some voicemail they leave.
That yes.
is.
Yes. Do you remember the name of the email account that communicates with Michael Douglas, Evan?
No.
You cannot.
I wasn't thinking about the email account.
It's kind of like three words put together. If you think about it.
In my mail.
Tell him, Big Mac.
I thought it was a friend. So I don't know why it's...
Oh, I thought it was I am friend.
No,
is it
it's
a friend?
A friend,
right,
Arthur friend.
The same page. Yeah. Arthur friend. There you go. All right. I thought it was I am friend. A friend.
So more you victories
asked
for me.
You asked the question, you didn't even know the answer?
No, I knew the answer.
Counts as another L for you.
No, yeah, I'm not
no,
taking
the
it
victories
that.
Just keep on rolling in.
For whom?
For me.
How
tie,
are you getting a victory?
Well, you're not getting victories. It's more
I
about
just,
Craig
I just
getting
totally
losses,
got
dude.
The, I got the thing right and you got a
you reported that...
I didn't report anything.
But Craig Jones said
what?
He
what
had
Craig
a Joe? COVID
Big
outbreak.
Big Mac, I love you.
Body parts.
I love you. This is about Craig taking losses. This is not even about me getting wins. I have no wins today.
No, you don't.
I run like Babe Ruth from 100 years ago. It's about our dear friend, and he is our friend, and
you
we love him.
You don't run like Babe Ruth.
It's about Craig Carton taking a massive amount of losses in one day.
I get it.
So not about you, all about Baldy. Got it? Good.
Got it.
We're good. Sexual harassment.
I apologize.
I don't accept. HR, get him on the phone right now. Yeah, I've been sexually harassed here in the workplace by him calling me bald. If only we were broadcasting in London. Damn it. 877-337-6666. Wow. Seems like the Yankees are falling apart. We'll get your take on that next on The Fan.
New York Tri-State.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did this first for TV. I apologize.
Are you sure?
That's on me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's on me. Well, I lost my focus today because it's our one-year anniversary, and SNY didn't get us anything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.